It is the 1920s. All across Europe, people are coming to terms with the aftermath of a world torn by war. In Germany, Hitler has begun his rise to the top of the National Socialist Party. Anarchists run riot, the Russian royal family has been deposed, and it seems as if the British Empire has enemies on all sides. But it is not that story that we're dealing with. Other things lurk in the shadows. Older things. Things that have no concept of humanity. Things that have lain in wait since before humans walked the planet. Sanity-blasting horrors, worshipped by the mad and the deluded, they hide behind our world. Waiting. Waiting until the stars were right. Running under the 7th edition of Call of Cthulhu, we now embark on Horror on the Orient Express.
Welcome to episode 167 of The Calls of Two Dice. Tonight we will be playing Horror on the Orient Express on the Cthulhu's 7th edition, and this is Bread or Stone Session 5. We think, we're fairly sure, we've gone backwards and forwards on this a couple of times. I may have deleted about 2 minutes of crap. But anyway, hello, I'm Morrigan, I will be your GM for tonight.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Clarissa Click.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Tiny Tim Boxley.
I'm Bloody, and I'm playing Chester Philman.
But first we've got a tin.
Yes.
Explain the tin.
This week we are drinking the Tea House in Covent Garden's Springtime Tea. It's a mix of white and green tea. No need to make that kind of face, Bloody.
It's Bloody's not sure what the fuck he's drinking,
babe. Okay, and according to the ingredients, there's green tea and white tea, mango pieces, pineapple flakes, orange slices, marigold blossoms, and freeze-dried strawberries.
It's a bit like pina colada, if pina colada wasn't a big pile of shit.
It's nothing like pina colada. This is nice.
It's a better version of the same idea, I think, really.
I'd just like to mention now, when I went to the tea house with Il Bucchino, we bought their pina colada tea.
Oh my
god. Have you tried it?
Not yet, but Il Bucchino took some with her, so she gets, it's all her fault by the way.
Okay.
Good. Okay. So you know who to blame.
She's taken some to try at the same time.
I would just like to say I'm not looking forward to that week. This is
her. Yeah, it's weird.
It's a slightly inquisitive, interrogative tone in tea form.
It's basically warm fruit juice.
I think it's the mix of the green and the white tea.
It takes out some of the bitter of the green.
It takes out some of the bitter, but also kind of, I think, masks some of the fruit flavours, because you can kind of smell the mango. But it's...
Can't really taste it.
No.
It's just generic fruitiness, basically.
Yeah, it's just sort of like a small hint of it's there with sort of this really gentle tea bits.
I mean, I did dump sugar in it, because I always dump sugar in it.
It's really pleasant.
Maybe that.
I can see how springtime works for it.
I quite like it.
Huh. That is literally the only thing that I can say about it. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I don't like it. I don't know if it's tea. I don't know if it's fruit juice. I don't know if it's hot water that somebody's waved a mango at.
It's actually got teeth in it. It's not a fruit infusion.
It is a real tea, which means it probably has caffeine in, which is good because I was up very early this morning. But it's the best I can do.
Right.
I'm not against it. But I wouldn't, like, seek it out. It's like...
Well, it does not look impressed.
Well, I finished it. I'm very much in the same boat as Morrigan. I don't know if I liked that. I don't know if I disliked it. It was just... It was a thing that I had, and it was a thing that
happened to me.
Now it's
over. Well, I don't know whether it was a good thing or a bad thing.
It was just a thing. It was the thing.
In the new scale of tea likeness, it's like a face with a line.
Yeah.
Rather than a smile.
Yeah, yeah. It's a limey face drink.
Yeah.
So maybe that averages out to sort of a limey face with a small smile at one corner.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I'm in favour, so that would be the average.
Yeah, so it's a slightly crooked, not quite frowny, not quite smiley face. We'll try and draw you a picture.
Can't whisper on radio, Mordrigan.
Yes, but I think I was loud enough. Right.
Before we go any further, sorry, I've got no lead in my pencil. Can you pass me another one?
Well, you should really have no lead in your pencil because, you know, that's kind of toxic and all. So, graphite in your pencil is more of an issue.
Quick, everyone, to the Keswick Pencil Museum to learn about pencils.
See, you just had to say it, didn't you? You knew she was going to correct you. You knew she was going to.
It's not the first time.
It won't be the last.
That's what I'll kind of do best.
Yep.
Well then.
I'm ready now.
As I can't remember what the hell was going on, could somebody recap, please? Preferably somebody who knows what's going on.
Pass?
Okay, preferably somebody who knows what you think was going on.
Right, where should we go from?
Well, my notes starting last time started with went to house. Door forced, bloody bathroom.
That was the
reporter's house.
Yes.
Where we found some interesting things. There'd definitely been some kind of struggle there.
Bathroom was covered in blood and there was a carpet missing. Or a rug missing.
Mm-hmm.
So we assumed they, whoever had been there, if it was just the reporter or a reporter and someone else, that they'd been done in and wrapped up.
Yeah. And there was someone called Lazar.
Yeah, we found a note in her coat pocket. Her coat had been behind the door, so no one had noticed it. And there was a note in the pocket suggesting about her meeting up with someone she knew called Lazar, who was
a student of Professor Athena's father.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, at that point, of course, we went to a bookshop.
As you do.
As you do, yes.
Because I've noticed something about this. People like to fucking jump from thread to thread in this chapter.
We just happen to be passing. So, in the bookshop, what did we look for?
Well, we were looking for a copy of Yasmina's father's favourite book. Because he seemed to have sort of implied that was where he left a message for her.
And one had been reserved for Yasmina.
Yep.
So she took that. And it was the Rise and the Fall of the Roman Empire.
Do I have a note? Who has the note?
I'm going to put it on my notes inside. Mm. It's a warehouse.
Was this one the note that was inside, or was that a different one?
That was the note that was inside the book.
Yeah, there's a note and a claim ticket in English saying, go to Porzdan Salihi, use your mother's maiden name. He submerged in the nearby Roman bath. I've left instructions. Be careful. And there's a little slip saying 187.
Clarissa also bought a book, which no one else will know about, but has a reference to Madame Ruya.
Ooh.
Which we're yet to read.
So then we went to the sex hotel.
Yes, you did indeed go to the sex hotel.
Where Lazar was supposedly staying.
Yes.
Yes.
Apparently, he'd run off with a rug and gone missing for 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
Was what we eventually got out of people.
Selena used her mighty old lady intimidation powers to frighten the living bejesus out of the receptionist.
Yes.
And get information about it. Yes, apparently Lazar had gone missing.
Yep.
Without paying his bill.
Yep.
Leaving all his stuff. But stealing a rug.
Yep.
The fiend.
The fiend.
Clarissa doesn't go in to this house of
ill repute.
Yes.
Yeah.
But kind of while waiting around for everyone else to, you know, do whatever, she notices some blood running down an alleyway next to the house.
Hmm.
Which, you know, she obviously has to go and look at.
Obviously.
And in like a big, like, dumpster type skip thing, are two corpses that have had their heads skinned.
Yeah.
And she runs off screaming.
Jester gave chase because he's a dashing man like that.
And Yasmina came and dragged Tim out to the alleyway, and he was a little disappointed by what he saw.
It was not what he was wanting to see.
No. He thought he was going to get something interesting, and what he got was two fucking corpses. And no fucking of any other sort.
Yeah.
So I believe you'd dragged Clarissa back to the manor, or were intending to do so, and I'm just going to go with you do that then.
Mm.
What about you, Tiny Tim Boxy? Selena's like, I'm fed up with this. I want to go home.
What does Selena want to do?
I don't know what, because we don't want to talk to the police, and I don't suggest we stay here any longer. Mm. And if I remember correctly, it was quite late at night by this point, 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I should probably get her home.
Okay.
Back to the hotel.
You all head back to the hotel. You will reach there probably about the same time as them, to be perfectly honest. Just pull up outside. It's like you can hear the sounds of people inside eating food and so on. And laughing and joking and so on. But you're a bit surprised because you can see, you know that, lady who's not been very well?
Yeah.
Hmm.
She comes walking around the side of the, around the side of the house. Sort of totters along for a bit, looks a bit dazed, and then heads in through the front door.
I sort of shrug.
Okay.
Carry on.
Selena decides to go to bed because her player isn't here and it makes my life much, much easier. The rest of you, where do you want to go? What do you want to do now?
Am I in control of myself?
Right. You had a real-time lapse, so you are actually, I believe you're now back. Because it was a bout of madness in real time, which was just flea. So yeah, you're fine now. Well, as fine as you ever are.
Yeah.
Because you're still insane. Technically speaking, I think we should have made you go to a sanatorium, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes. Losing a fifth or more of current sanity points in one game day makes the investigator indefinitely insane. No investigator is simply able to shrug off this amount of sanity drain. Blah, blah, blah. Until they get, usually resting. Indefinite insanity lasts until the character is cured or recovers. See page 164. And then curing. Recovery from indefinite insanity. For each month of treatment of an indefinitely insane character safe from further trauma, you make a dice roll. Two sorts of care might help to get the character to this point, private care or institutionalization. So, unfortunately, it seems likely that you're going to be bonkers for the foreseeable future.
So the rest of my life then?
Potentially. Not that we're saying anything about the likelihood of you surviving beyond the end of this campaign at all.
No.
But we shall see. If you survive, if you get to the end, then they can book you into the Jim Jam Club.
Is that Jim or Gin?
Jim Jam.
Oh.
It's the place where they kept putting, what's his face? Jeeves, not Wooster.
This sounds like a really comfortable place.
Yeah. It's a really comfortable place if you're an alcoholic, certainly.
Yeah.
But you can just, like, curl up in your pyjamas and doze.
Yeah. But anyway... Yeah, the Jim Jam Club.
Yeah.
So you are, unfortunately, going to be bonkers until you get to that point.
No. It's not so bad.
Not that it's going to be any matter.
No, I don't think so.
But anyway, so, you're all back at the house. Manor house, that is.
Dinner.
Right, is this the first day? The end of the first day? Because
last night we went and looked in the field.
This is the first full day.
Right. So we're end of day two heading on to day three is basically what we're saying. According to my timeline.
Okay. So the first day we arrived and got here and wandered off to a field, and day two we've done everything else.
Okay. So what you did?
I don't know, what actually were we doing?
Well,
before we got distracted by dead bodies.
I think we should quickly run through what clues we have got.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have dinner first, then we'll go back to the rooms.
Okay.
Do it in privacy for not doing it in
front of room. Dinner is mouflon. Somebody bagged one.
Ah.
Bad luck. Maybe you'll have better luck tomorrow. But yeah, somebody bagged a mouflon. It's very, very tasty. It's quite gamey for lamb, but it kind of tastes like lamb, but gamier. It's a cross between lamb and venison.
Sounds quite nice.
And they've done it in some kind of searingly hot tomato and chili sauce.
That's good.
I don't even like mango. Sorry.
So, anyway, afterwards, with regards to the, unfortunate reporter,
Well, it seems likely that those two bodies were here and this Lazar.
Yeah, so that would seem to be the most logical explanation, which unfortunately leaves us rather over at a dead end on that regard.
Hmm.
So, really, the main thing we're looking at now is that note your father left.
The note, and there's his friend we've not gone to see either.
Oh, yes.
He was supposed to be staying with.
Hmm, true. Perhaps he could be explaining more, because you mentioned there is no Roman baths that you know of near Puzdan Zalihi?
I don't know where Puzdan Zalihi is.
Ah.
I know there's no Roman tombs, Roman baths particularly close to here.
Hmm.
I haven't written down that there's a Roman settlement 10 miles away.
Yes, where, Adlerian, I believe it was born. That's not exactly close, is it?
Hmm.
Well.
So, what I think probably is the best plan is we go see this gentleman in the morning tomorrow, see what he can tell us,
mm-hmm.
and then from there we can always head out to this place and see if there is something there.
Do we know where this warehouse is?
Warehouse?
Is it a warehouse?
Which warehouse?
Well, there's a claim ticket. What's the ticket?
Well, yes, it could be.
What sort of places here have claim tickets?
Well, warehouses, left luggage, but he wouldn't have said Puzdan Zalihi, he would have said the station.
Hmm.
I wonder if somebody might know.
Yes. Well, possibly that gentleman.
Hmm. Or we could ask, the people in the manor. I mean, they're right here.
True, they might know something about what a place does claim to get like that.
Depends if anyone will know you're here and starts asking around, but we could try asking them if you think it's safe.
Asking who? The people here? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're already here, so they already know I'm here.
Hmm. Besides, we're safe and surrounded by a lot of people with guns.
It's more if the people who don't know that you're here find out you're here and then start asking them what you've been asking them.
True.
True, but I think that's a risk we'll have to take at this point.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. So, well, in that case, maybe I shouldn't ask them. Maybe somebody else should ask them. Possibly you, Mr. Tim.
I can try it.
Okay then, good.
Alright, I'll go ask.
Okay, you wander out and you find the owner chap. I can't remember what his name is. But anyway, you find him.
Okay.
He's yes, I can be helping you with the what?
Alright. Don't suppose you know where Puzdan Zalihi is, do you?
Puzdan Zalihi?
Yeah.
Puzdan Zalihi is to near the station, I think. Yes, is with the station, not there, but road, and then Puzdan Zalihi.
Down a road next to station?
No. The station, the road, the Puzdan Zalihi.
Right, so there's a station and there's a road, then that's where it is.
Yes, the station, the road, Puzdan Zalihi.
Okay, thanks.
Is for the, chest, in, leave, come back, take.
Yeah.
Big.
Alright.
Is near, park, little.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes?
Yeah.
Good.
Tim just sort of going to back off at this point.
Okay.
Head back to the room.
Okay.
It's near a station.
Well, there is only one station in town.
It's near the station. There's the station and there's the road, then it's there. And it's near a little park.
Okay.
That's where you leave luggage.
Okay, so we know where that is then.
Hmm.
Question being now, do we want to go out tomorrow or do you want to go out tonight?
Well, this place is going to be shut.
Yes, we'll have to go get there tomorrow.
All right. Just if we're looking around in bars for keys and there'd be people looking for us in that. Not looking for us. Well, some of them.
Well, it would be better to go to this place when it's open, surely.
Yes,
we have a collection ticket after all.
Yes, and we know to use your mother's maiden name?
Yes.
But the key's in the baths, didn't it say?
Yes.
Because we don't know where this Roman bath is, but maybe what's in the case will tell us or give us a clue as to where the Roman bath is.
Yes, but we won't be able to get the case.
Do you need the key to get the case?
Well, I would assume so.
That's in the bath.
Where is the bath?
We don't know where the bath is.
We represent you this park?
It's a possibility, but I would know if it was a Roman park.
Hmm. No, maybe it doesn't literally mean a Roman bath. Maybe it's something akin to a Roman bath?
Well, we could go and look at that if you wanted, but it is quite late at night now.
Well, there is a curfew. Wait till tomorrow.
Hmm.
Yes.
Knock on the door.
I'll go and open the door.
Hello! I'm just wondering if you wanted to come and see about some mouflon in the morning.
I'd love to, dear boy, but the ladies are in need of some
accompaniment. You want to avoid making a fool of yourself again.
Now, you won't pull me away from my chivalry with that sort of tactic, dear boy.
I'm not going to be... The ladies won't be up and about before 10, surely. Even if they were, there wouldn't be any shops or anything open. There's nothing to do in this place anyway. You might as well come with me for a quick wander about the place. I mean, come on.
All right, a quick one.
Yes, a little quick shooting of a mouflon, and we'll show those Serbian chubbies. No, not Serbians. What are they? Well, whoever shot the one today, we'll show them, eh? Ha ha, yes.
Right, yes.
Yes, I fancy myself one of those mouflon heads, you know, I put it on warm. Did I tell you once that I shot a rhino? But when I mounted its head, I put it up in my manor house, you know. I was walking around one night trying to remember where my room was. I had been out quite late, and I backed into it. It was most unhelpful. It was very surprising in the dark, and I thought I'd been stabbed. Good Lord, it was terrible, it's terrible. Very confusing. But mouflon horns, they curl, you know, so I don't think I'll have the same sort of problem.
Certainly, dear boy, well.
So, now I'll get you up at early yes. at six.
Early at six.
Six in the morning, six. And we'll have you back by 10.
Good, good.
That'll be all right, won't it, ladies? Back by ten? Ah, yes, good. I'm going to go and have a little sleep now. I feel, you know, I think these people put something in their alcohol, you know. It seems awfully strong. Surprisingly so. Oh, I was supposed to go then, wasn't I? Yeah, so I'll go. Goodbye, good night, good evening, ladies, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to go over here.
Close the door.
He goes back into the saloon. Where all the alcohol is.
Well, they won't be open before 10, I would think, anyway.
No, I think it would be best not to be suspiciously early in the morning anyway.
True.
Don't you think?
Yeah, there you go. Works out well for everyone. Except possibly the mouflon.
Yes, hopefully. Maybe you should take Mr. Tim. I'm sure he would prove very skilled with a gun, perhaps.
No, sure. No harm, a bit of practice.
Alright.
Good. I'll have you up at six then.
I'm sure your gentleman can provide an extra weapon.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty here.
Excellent. In which case we will stay here and wait for the gentleman to come back, and then we can all go into town. Selina wakes up long enough to go, no, hips hurting. Oh, of course. Because her player is not here, and therefore I don't want to have to deal with it. Are you going straight to sleep, or are you going to sit and read the book? Basically, if you read the book, it's going to take you a few hours.
I'm thinking about my state of mind.
Yeah.
After that,
surprising dead people in a bin.
Yes.
If you read the book, you will need to make their constitution check or be tired the next day.
Let's face it, I'm going to be tired. So I'm going to leave the book for now.
Okay. You're not going to engage somebody else to read it for you. Oh, everybody else is getting up early in the morning, aren't they?
Yeah. You could always do some reading after we've left.
Yeah, you've got two hours in the morning. That'll probably be enough, actually.
Okay.
So you all go to sleep. And first thing in the morning, you hear...
Time to go,
come on.
Okay.
Up and up, the mouflon,
okay.
Come on. Here's your gun, who are you? Are you coming with us? Do you want a gun? Yes, there you have a gun. It's a wonderful thing. You point it at things, pull the trigger, and it goes bang, and then they drop stone dead. It's amazing. Ha ha ha. Yes, can't do better. Can't do better. Point it at the enemy. Well, the enemy, in this case, being a large sheep-like creature with giant horns. Come on, we'll go, come on. Now, let's not go down the ones we've already been down, eh? No, right, so, okay. And he leads you off into the woods. Can somebody of you two roll me a d6?
4.
You spend a couple of hours walking down a trail. Can you please roll me a navigation check?
Oh. No.
Okay. You failed to find any mouflon down that one. So at this point...
I'm assuming the drunk guy fails to find some too.
Yeah. He's not drunk at the moment, but he's hungover, so
Make me another D6 check.
You want to run this one?
Six.
Right. Make me another navigation check.
Nope.
Excellent. So you're walking down this this trail, and you are pretty fucking certain there's no fucking mouflon anywhere near you. You're just trudging along a trail by this point, and you're also fairly certain that this trail isn't like one people have gone down very often, because there's no like signs of people moving along. There's no freshish footprints. About a mile into the walk, though, there's you see a few footprints about the place. I think you spot hidden things. Drunk guy will also try and make it.
Nope.
Passed.
Excellent. Drunk guy is just wandering along. You're wandering along. Just off the path, Tiny Tim, there is a shape lying about 20 yards off the path. Dark shape. Might be a person lying on the ground.
Can I try and, like, signal at the others and then just, like, subtly approach it? See if I can get better look.
How badly did you fail?
I got 92 against 25.
You wave at them and they continue walking.
Well, I'll go look anyway and yell, is this a problem?
Okay.
Like, it won't be long. It's not that far off the path.
No, it's only about 20 metres. Make me a sanity check.
Oh, well, that's exciting. Oh, I failed that one.
That'll probably cost you 1 point then. Yeah, it's a guy lying on his back. The reason why he caused you a sanity check is his face is entirely missing on account of, he seems to have blown his head off with a shotgun. There's a shotgun lying on the ground next to him, double-barreled, shotgun type thing. He's quite well dressed, darkish suit, long coat, waistcoat. He's got a watch, looks like a silver pocket watch. Boots, not like town boots, the Viking boots though. He's sort of lying there. He's quite, you can see that he's covered in dew, so he's been here a little while. He's also grey, so a big pool of blood next to his very, very badly damaged head.
Okay. Tim's going to call out for the others.
Yes. Have you found the mouflon?
Before they get there, he's going to pocket the pocket watch.
Okay.
Sure he is.
Shiny.
You reach the scene.
Good lord, it's a dead man.
Yes, good lord. Looks like looks like he shot himself.
Must have shot himself. It's a coward's way out, you know.
That's not past judgment. You don't know the circumstances.
Obviously, look, the shotgun's there by his side. Look, he obviously came out here and put it in his mouth and went, boom, done.
Well, at least you didn't cause any alarm doing it. That's the important thing.
Well, I feel pretty fucking alarmed, dear boy.
Tell me about it.
True.
What should we do?
Do you reckon we should have a look, see if he's got anything that says who he is or that?
Well, you check his wallet. A man like this must have a wallet.
Makes sense.
Gonna give him a search.
Okay. Right. Make me a spot hidden.
Nope.
Okay, you can make this as well, don't you?
Okay. Fuck no.
Okay, make me a second spot hidden.
No.
No, I am going hot garbage today.
Yeah.
Okay, you do find his wallet, but...
Anything in it?
Yeah. There's some money. It's all Serbian money. There is an identity card for gentleman by the name of Dr. Dragomir Monik.
Well, fuck.
Oh. Oh? Either of you want to roll me medicine or track, by the way?
Either or?
Or both?
I'll try both.
Or even mechanical repair. There's quite a lot of things you could see here.
Can we just roll all of them and see if we spot anything?
Yep.
Okay, mechanical repair. Ooh, I passed that one. I halved it, in fact.
I do not pass that one.
You halved it. I rolled a two.
I do not pass
it. Take your mechanical repair.
I have.
I do not pass medicine.
Okay,
fail
drunk
medicine.
Guy who's with you
fail
is
track.
Fucking amazing. Right, so you're looking. Which ones did you pass?
Mechanical repair, which I halved. I failed the other two.
Okay, mechanical repair. You realise that there's like grease on the guy's hands and also on his jacket. Looks like hydraulic fluid of some description. Did you make any of them?
Fuck no.
Right, you two are sort of wandering around. You're feeling quite pleased that you spotted the hydraulic fluid. And the guy goes, well, I don't get this.
What don't you get, dear boy?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, dear boy, if that man blew his head off here, I'd expect the whole fucking place to be covered in blood.
Oh, yes.
There's a bit of blood. I mean, there's chunks of brain all over the place, but it's like he hasn't bled all that much at all. There'd be a fucking spurter coming out the top of his bloody head.
So,
he's blown the entire back of his head off. Those trees over there would be completely covered. And over here, look, someone dragged something off the trail and to this location. And then they walked back the other way, not carrying anything. I find that bloody suspicious, don't you?
So, you think someone killed him, dragged him here, and staged a suicide to draw suspicion away?
You know, certainly looks a bit funny.
Certainly.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I suppose it depends. Left-handed, do you think? Shame he didn't have a bloody watch on him, that always tells you.
Yes, unfortunate.
Because the gun's on his left.
Mm.
And that would be the hand you'd have the trigger on.
Mm.
So this man must have been left-handed. Hand round the barrel, in his mouth, left hand pulling the trigger.
Mm.
What side was the watch on?
Right-hand side.
Okay.
This looks bloody weird. Right then, so I suppose we ought to go and get the police.
Well... You can certainly alert someone.
I think this is probably the police's job, though. I don't think we can get away with just going, by the way, we found a dead body. Maybe rifled him a bit.
Oh, we certainly didn't rifle it. Well,
we've taken his wallet out of his pocket.
Well, we haven't taken the money.
Yes, now you may have more faith in these fucking policeman types they've got round here, but I bloody well don't. Hang on a minute. I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't blow his brains out, which he probably didn't, this is a spray of blood and brains, but there's no, like, scattering, what did kill him?
That's a good question. What about his wrists?
Nothing on the wrists. You can make me another spot hidden, though, if you're searching carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can make another roll.
Just in case. No.
Enough that you want to lock it?
No, way too much. Failed by way too much.
Really?
We are rolling high today.
Yeah. This would be great in any game where D10's rolling high is good.
Yeah.
But in this game, you're all going to die. I suppose I will give this chap a roll. He's been rolling very well so far. There it is.
Nobody's pointing.
He's pointing at like a dark spot on the back of the guy. You've sort of moved him about a bit to have a look. And you look just like, well, that's where we bled because his brain's missing and it just went down his back. And he's like, eh? Because I didn't think he was alive when his head was blown off. He doesn't have long enough blood. That mark there is wrong. You have a poke about. Tiny, tiny hole in his jacket underneath, in the middle of this blood stain.
Someone stabbed him or something?
It's perfectly round. Looks much more like a gun.
No caliber bullet.
Very small.
Can we sort of peek under the jacket?
Yeah, hold through the shirt, also stained with blood. Seems to be a hole straight into the flesh. There's no hole on the front though.
So the bullet's leaning.
Seems like.
Good heavens. Nasty piece of business.
Well, we should definitely do something about this.
Yes, we need to tell someone.
Yeah.
If only because if they find him now, they'll think we were the murderers.
Hmm. Right, yes, we should probably head back to the lodge.
Especially me. I'm an excellent shot.
Well, yes.
Right, so you head back to the manor. Right, I'm going to go and phone, I'm going to go and get that chap to phone the police.
Yes, that sounds like a...
God, I'm going to have to talk to him. Excuse me, I'm going to go off and find him. He wanders off in the direction of the owner. And about 2 minutes later you hear, no! Murdered! I don't know how to say it in your silly language. Dead! No! Phone the police! No, I know you don't want the police yet. Just phone! And lots of arguing.
What are we going to tell her?
I don't know, I was going to ask you that.
You know her longer than I have. She's obviously smitten with you.
What?
Oh, please, it's blatantly obvious she has a thing for you.
I don't know.
Well, look, we can't just... Look, the police have been contacted, which means she'll get contacted as next of kin.
We've got to tell her, otherwise she'll be looking for him.
Yes, she already is.
No, she'll still be looking for
him. Also, yeah, I hate to bring this up, but did he have a watch when you found him? No offence.
How well does this guy know him? What?
He looks like a fucking urchin.
He saw you pick a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He knows you walk around with fucking burglar's tools. I mean...
And you look like a grubby East End urchin.
It's not actually that much of a stretch at this point.
I wouldn't have took it if I knew who it was.
I am sure, but... Well, look, give it to her. Explain that you found it and that's how you realised. Well, along with the identification card. look, we'll do it together.
Right. Just
head back to the room.
Okay. Have you read the book?
Probably, yes.
In which case, please feel free to read out the handout.
Okay. This is called The Lover's Heart. A grisly little myth told in the town is that of the sorcerer and the crone. The sorcerer married late and foolishly. As a reward for his folly, he one day surprised his young wife and her lover. Enraged, he summoned dark powers and tore the unhappy pair to pieces. He ripped the hearts from their bodies and burnt them to ash, vowing they would never rest even in death. Their broken bodies were tossed to the dogs. He reckoned without the dead girl's mother, a crone of horrid malevolence, who prayed daily for the church for vengeance. Her cries were heard, although it was doubtful if the answers to her prayers were truly divine. It is whispered the church was built on Order and Grimmer Foundation raised by the ancient Romans in worship of their pagan gods. One day she stood before the church holding aloft a glowing ruby the size of a clenched fist and a particular shape as if it were fashioned of two lovers' hearts entwined. The sorcerer, seeing this stone, was consumed with desire for it. He ordered his men to seize it, but the crone hid it in her breast. He had her searched, but the crone was gone, and even under torture, she would not reveal its hiding place. She was condemned for witchcraft and burned in the square before the church. As she was engulfed in the flames, the sorcerer yet demanded the stone from her. Consumed by fire, she at last unlocked her lips. "Hate is stronger than love," she screeched, "and death is stronger than life. Only in your dreams will you find it." She taunted the sorcerer, and with that she died. The sorcerer went mad with lust for the lost stone. In his last days, raving, he locked himself in his tower. Believing he'd found the answer to her taunt, he burned himself alive in his own crypt. Some say the pair know no rest, but they are seen even now on dark nights, chasing each other amid the storm clouds. The crone yet holds her glowing prize aloft and shrieks with delight at the sorcerer's vain pursuit. "Hate is stronger than love," she cries. "Death is stronger than life. Surely no merciful providence will allow such horrors to exist." Lovely.
There you go. But yes, these two come in.
I'm afraid we made a discovery while out in the woods.
Is it a clue?
More than that, I'm afraid.
You might want to sit down or something. I don't know.
Why?
Apparently that's what people do.
We found a body.
Of who?
Well, we, looking for the identity, checked the gentleman's wallet and found an identification card, belonging to your father.
What? No, no! She sort of throws herself semi-theatrically down onto the sofa and begins crying for a little while. After about 2 or 3 minutes though, she looks up. How did it happen? How did he die? I don't understand. I only talked to him the other day. He was supposed to meet me here. I don't understand. Somebody must have done this.
Yes, well, looking at what had happened, we discovered that it appears he was shot and then
someone shot him?
Yes, with a very small caliber.
Why would they shoot him? Why would somebody shoot my father? He's just an archaeologist.
I don't know, but they tried to stage it to make it look as though he had killed himself.
Well, that is idiotic. There is no way he would ever kill himself. That is just stupid. I don't understand what is going on here. I feel like I have gone insane. None of this makes any sense.
Oh.
Everybody around the room gives Clarissa a knowing look.
Welcome to my world.
He's probably preparing a sermon to Dr. Jesus right now. I don't understand the whole good grief. And had he been there long? I don't understand.
Not more than a day or two, I would think.
So he was alive when we got here?
Possibly. It's hard to say with the way the weather has been.
We need to make sure that we don't get caught by the police. We have to find out who did this, so we need to keep the police out of this. They're on the way, dear boy!
Right.
Oh dear. Do you make the mistake of telling the ladies? Good lord, man. They're there, don't worry. The police will no doubt find out what is going... Oh, get out of here, you stupid man! Very well. I'll speak to you later, dear boy.
Yes.
I don't know what is... We need to find out what is going on now.
Yes, we must leave now and get the case and...
Yes.
Yes.
So you're leaving before the police get there?
Yes.
Okay. As you're leaving, the bloke does sort of go, excuse me, I think they're probably going to want to talk to us.
Well, you're the one who found all the clues, dear boy. You're the best place to explain to them what happened. We were simply bystanders to your investigative work.
Well, he found...
Don't worry, dear boy. I have full faith in you.
Well, of course. I mean, I am... You leave him blustering as you wander off. knowing how to use people against themselves. Right then, so where are you going? We have to solve this. We have to solve this.
Yes, we do. So, we can go to the thingy.
Poison Zadani.
Poison
Zahili, yes. Zahili.
That's the one.
Right, okay. Can you pass me your map of the town? I will put it on for you. Because you go to the train station, and there's a big warehouse directly opposite it. Which is the Puzdan Zaihi storage. There you go.
Is there anything that looks like a bath anywhere nearby?
Right, well, nearby...
We're keeping an eye out on the way there as well.
Okay. Well, basically the place itself is just a big, like a left luggage style of it there. I'm trying to find the piece of the book that deals with it. Oh, I don't like this chapter. It's so mixed up in all over the place. Right, yes. Goods and luggage are stored here when trains arrive and depart from the junction. It's big. It looks like it's in good repair. Looks like it's a good place. There's a few people going in and out. Obviously, there's not that much business going on because the train points are still fucked. You do see a lot of soldiers about the place, just marching around. They don't seem to be doing any raids at the moment. There's a lot of soldiers about, like, lots. As you're wandering along, you do see, the little park, which is sort of across the street, opposite one end of the warehouse. The end that you go in is longer than the train station, and directly opposite that there's this little park with like a little gazebo in it and some gardens and such. Make me a spot hidden.
No. My heart.
If you haven't got it ticked, tick it. Right, you don't see anything that would look like a Roman bath to you, but you do see a Roman. There's a big statue of a Roman in that park over there. Jasmina doesn't see a bloody thing, because she's kind of not paying attention anymore.
Okay, I'll go and have a look. Is there any...
You wander over. It's basically a bird bath with this statue of some Roman chap. He's wearing a laurel leaf crown, got one hand sort of across his chest, one hand artfully out and down to the left. It says in sort of Romanesque wording, Emperor Valens.
Bird bath, you say?
Yes.
Can I look in the bird bath?
The bottom of the bird bath is covered in green, slimy algae. It's quite a deep bird bath.
Can I poke my umbrella into the bird bath?
Yep. It goes down about 4 or 5 inches and then stops. The bottom is stony.
Like a scrape around, see if there's anything in there.
Yeah, you can hear things moving around in there. Might be pebbles, maybe?
Oh dear. Roll up the sleeves.
Okay.
Oh dear, I'm going to regret this. And goes in.
It takes you about 2 minutes, but eventually you get hold of what feels like a key.
Pull it out, trying not
it
to.
It is indeed a key. It has the number 187.
Oh, well, goody. Someone would take this and I'll find a hose or something?
Oh, it's the key!
Yes, yes, the key.
Good.
Yes.
Yes, we should,
Yes, we should go to the left luggage.
We should go there now.
Yes, yes, we should.
Tim's basically standing there with his sort of hands in his pockets, just sort of occasionally glancing at Jasmina, just sort of a bit worried and doesn't really know what to do.
Bless.
Yeah. So you sort of head over to the warehouse and go in through the door. Jasmina goes, you better give me the key.
Hand her the key.
She goes up to the bloke and goes, I have this and this, and the name is, and she gives a name which is unhelpfully not written down.
Baron?
Yes, I think it is, but it's not, I don't know how you know it, because I can't remember how I know it.
I think, yeah.
You either found it or you made one up.
I suspect I probably made it up. Oh no, Barra, two tickets written here. So, the man, he's quite a mustachioed man, bald on the top, and very black hair around the sides, bald on the top, big mustache. Bit podgy, bit short. Wearing a revolver on his side, and there's a uniformed guard in the corner, also wearing a revolver. Yes, lot 187. Please come with me. I will transfer you to the location. He leads you into the warehouse. And you come to lot 187. It's in, the warehouse isn't like sectioned out. Like a storage unit would be. There's, it's almost like stables with wooden partitions. Lot 187 is in one of its own. Because it's a box 8 feet long and 4 feet high and nailed shut at the top. Yes, this is lot 187. He unlocks the door to the partition section, with the key. I will leave the key with you. If you could please lock the partition when you are done. If you do not wish to remove anything, obviously.
Okay. So the box is nailed shut?
Yes.
Right. Is there a crowbar around?
Excuse me? Yes. Could we have a crowbar, please? Yes, of course. He goes off and comes back with one.
Thank you.
One of the gentlemen.
I'll take it. Right, let's see if I can get this open then.
You open it up relatively easy. It's been nailed down, but with a crowbar it doesn't take very much. The very first thing you see right on the top, basically it's full of objects that have been wrapped in burlap, but right on the top there is a notebook, which is tied to the lid. So it hangs down when you open the thing. And Jasmina goes, that is my father's book. She takes it and starts thumbing through it. He has written it in his shorthand, but if you give me maybe a few hours, I can translate it for you. Yes, there must be a clue in here somewhere. She starts flicking backwards and forwards, and then she seems to have sort of gotten preoccupied. She's not really bothered about the rest of the stuff.
So it's just sort of objects?
There's about 24 items in there. Quite a lot of them are sort of common, like cups and pottery and tools. The sort of thing you'd find in, like, a library where knights were living. There's a few military items, like broadswords and maces. They're all pretty corroded, though. There wouldn't be much cop. However, there are three things. Is it three things or four things? No, there are.
Should we have bought the lead
six
box?
Six things. There are six things that you might be interested in fact. There is a box, sort of wooden box, very, very old, obviously old wooden box, very simply made, rather than having like a tongue and groove or something like that, it's just a tongue with a wooden peg hammered through from the bottom. That's very old sort of method of doing it. And you open it up and, inside, in a wooden shape designed to hold it in place, is a silver coin. Anyone want to make me a history check? And also, you speak Latin, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Holy shit, I actually fifth that.
Check your history. That coin is a tetradrachm from the city of Tyre.
Ooh.
On the inside of the box are the Latin words Unus ex triginta argentis, which means one of the 30 silver pieces.
Oh, wow.
That's probably one of the coins that was paid to Judas Iscariot. In another box, quite similar to the first one, you find a sort of oval stone. Again, it's got a Latin inscription. Obex Sancti Gabrielis, meaning the barrier of St. Gabriel, and it's got that sign on it, like the branches with the little flames at the end of the branches.
Oh.
It's like a sort of greenish oval stone. In another box, you find, like, a huge number of scrolls and books. Again, they're all in Latin. You take a quick look, and, there are really three that are of interest to you.
Mm-hmm.
There is something called... There's quite a lot of stuff about the Order of the Noble Shield, which was the order that the people in the Devil's Simulaire went out to create.
Mm-hmm.
You also find a book called the... accounts of Tilius Corvus that deals with, you know, that knife, the Mim Sahis, that was in the Devil's Simulare.
Yeah.
This is how it was found, you think.
What, originally?
Yeah. It seems to be from, like, Roman era. There's another book. Does anyone speak Arabic?
Nope.
No.
There's a book in Arabic text which you have no idea, but it is very old. There is also a book called Sapientia Maglorum, which is in both Latin and Greek, apparently.
What's called what, sorry?
Sapientia Maglorum. It's kind of a book by a Persian fire mage, which is... It contains rituals to speak with great powers and possibly how to become immortal.
Okay.
And that's what you find in the giant box. Now, obviously if you try and take everything, you're going to be weighed down. But those three books and the stone and the queen are relatively easy to transport if you want to take those.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Okay. What are you doing?
Okay, well, we can't go back to the manor. The police are going to be there.
Yes, no. We should,
find somewhere private for you to read that book in peace.
No. We should stick to what we plan to do today.
See the gentleman your father was going to stay with?
He is now the person who saw my father last.
True, yes. Very well then, you have his address?
Yes.
Right. Forget his name.
Dr. Gorin Belenzada. So, by the time we got there, it'd be about 11. So, yes, he has a townhouse, I believe it's on your map. I think I gave it to you.
I think you did.
Yes, there.
Yeah, that's the one.
So that's quite a...
Other side of town, but town's not very big.
Yeah. But it's still fairly far away from the hunting lodge.
Yeah. It's far enough away that you won't get bothered by the police. So you start, you start wandering across town. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning. Start wandering across town to head towards Bellinzada's house. And, then suddenly off in the distance, sort of south west of where you're walking, you hear a lot of gunfire start off.
Right.
Everybody in the street's like, oh, what is that? Oh, I do not know. All of the soldiers in the street go, huh. And then sort of a few of them start heading over in that direction. It sounds like there's a huge gunfight going on over there. So yeah, you head over to Belenzada's house. It's a large two-story house. It's quite big for Vinkovici.
Knock at the door, I guess.
Okay. You knock at the door and a young lady comes to the door. She says something in Serbian and Jasmina goes, Jasmina responds in Serbian, but probably saying something along the lines of, I'm afraid my friends are English. And the woman switches to English. Hello, my name is Camilla, Camilla Hanek. I am Dr. Belenzada's niece, and also his housekeeper. How can I help you all?
We were wondering if we could see the doctor.
Oh, unfortunately, Dr. Belenzada is a very busy man. He's very seldom home. It is likely that he is at the general hospital, however. He certainly should be there at this time of day. If you ask for him, I'm sure they can tell you where he is. Where is the hospital on this map?
Hospital number two.
Yes, hospital is number two. So it's just down the road around the corner, basically.
Could we come in for a moment?
As the doctor is not here, I mean, that would be quite unusual. Is there any particular reason why you would want to come in?
Lucy's gonna whisper, it's regarding Dr. Morich?
Oh, yes, he was a guest here, but he hasn't been home for the last 3 days. Dr. Belenzada is very concerned. Jasmina is giving her a look.
Can I?
Are you going to psychology her?
Yes, I was thinking scrutinizing, but...
No, that's a different system. Scrutiny is dark heresy.
Did that.
Okay. She's actually telling the truth.
Okay.
She's somewhat telling the truth. She is definitely concerned that Dr. Morick hasn't been home, and he definitely was here, and he definitely hasn't been home for 3 days. However, when she said that the doctor is very concerned, she sort of said that more as a matter of course than
actually meaning it.
Okay. Yes, I'm afraid we've not seen anything of Dr. Morich. Not for 3 days, anyway.
Should we go to hospital, then?
Dr. Belenzada will be there.
That's probably best.
So, you leave her, and as you're walking away, Jasmine is like, I don't understand. If he has been missing for 3 days, why have they not done more? I suppose he is a Serb, and therefore they would not be quite so interested in the police. But still, it is not good.
No, I'm assuming it's not normal for your father to have gone off.
No, he would not have disappeared like that. And we have to find out who killed him.
Yeah.
So you, the buzz is altered. You head off towards the Vinkovichi General Hospital. It's a hospital of general nurse.
Is there anyone suspicious, looking suspicious anywhere?
Make a spot hidden check.
Fail.
If you're watching as well, you can make this roll too.
Sorry, what are we doing?
Spot hidden to see if you're being followed, basically.
30. I
halved
that one.
Okay then. Right, you don't see anyone following you, but you do see something that confuses you a bit. Because you went to the journalist's house, right?
Yeah.
You see someone who looks exactly like her, but shorter and fatter, crossing a road up ahead.
No. That's not right. Can I point her out?
What, to both of them or just to Tim?
Just to Tim.
Yeah. She's not wrong. There's a woman who looks just like the journalist, but...
Does it look normal? I mean... Do I think that the face fits with the person?
Well, let's put it this way. If you hadn't already seen a picture of exactly that person, but taller and thinner, you'd go, yeah, sure, that's just a person. But you've seen exactly that face on a taller, thinner person.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
That looks just like the journalist, but it's shorter and fatter.
Could be like twins.
I'm sorry, what are we looking at? The woman's gone round the corner.
Just, I thought I saw someone I recognised.
Yes, well, we should probably get off of the street.
Yes.
So, you head into the Vinkovichi General Hospital. How are you intending to find Dr. Bellanzada in a large hospital?
Do we know what he does?
No, I don't think you were told. You were just told he works at the hospital. He's got a big townhouse there, so he's probably important.
Go and ask someone?
Okay. You wander about a bit. So basically, you can either rock up and say, I'm really important and moneyed, or you can... try and persuade someone, or you can ask them. Basically, choose which approach you'd like to do. If you're just wandering up and talking to someone, it'll be persuade, probably, or fast talk.
I figure at that point, either someone else is doing it, or I'm just sneaking around looking at doors.
Okay.
In the hope of seeing his name.
You can make me a stealth check followed by a spot hidden, then.
Right.
What about you, Clarissa, while he wanders off and does his sneaking about?
Have we got in the main entrance?
Yes. Well, you've got in the main entrance and then he sort of peeled off, heading towards the toilets, but instead has gone up the stairs and round the corner. We are sneaking about the entire hospital looking at
him. Yeah. Well, I just fifth the stealth check and half the spot hidden.
Oh my god. Oh, so
I know.
Here come the rolls.
Okay.
I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, I'm going to come back to you in a second.
All right.
After Clarissa decides what she's going to do.
Is there any kind of signage that might indicate anything relevant?
Jasmina can get you to the reception. But yeah, there's nothing that says Dr. Bellanzada in big letters. If it did, you would have assumed that. Tiny Tim Foxley wouldn't have wandered off randomly.
Yes.
But he has, in fact, disappeared. But yes, you would presume...
I would presume that because his niece can speak English, so can he.
Almost certainly.
So, is that going to work? I'm going to ask for... Actually, I'm going to go up to the reception and just ask for him.
What is going to be your approach? Persuade them to get you to tell you where he is. Fast talk them into it. Or, you know, just go, I've got lots of money and want to see this doctor.
I've got lots of money. I want to see a doctor who speaks English.
Okay.
I've heard that Doctor, Bellinzada is working here.
Right, make me a credit rating roll.
I passed that, but I don't half it.
Okay, so they say to you, yes, Dr. Bellinzada. Yes, bear with me one moment. I will just see if I can phone through to him. One moment, please. She picks up the phone and dials a number and then goes, hello. Yes, we have a lady in white wishing to speak to you. She's doing this in Serbian, but Jasmine knows what it means. Looking here to speak with you. Ah, yes. I will ask you to wait. If you could just take a seat over there.
Okay.
Tiny Tim, you're creeping along a corridor looking at names on doors, and at the end of the thing, you see Dr. Bellinzada, the name on the door. You're just about to creep towards it when somebody opens the door and comes out. Sort of what's he got? Well, he looks very tired. He hasn't been sleeping properly. He's a palish chap, sort of swept over hair, sort of middle-aged, little bit pudgy, balding, and swept over the top to sort of try and cover up the bald patch. He definitely looks a bit pale. Got big rings under his eyes, but then he's a doctor, so that means nothing. He sort of, stomps off down the thing. And he pulls the door shut behind him, but it doesn't latch. It sort of bangs in and jumps out again, and just stays partially open as he stomps off down the thing.
Well. You can't just go do it now and expect someone not to take a look, can you?
Okay, so you creep up to the door and you sort of push it open. It's a doctor's office, there's stethoscopes, there's a skeleton in the corner on a rack, an upright articulated one. There's a load of papers and such about the place. You sort of have a quick scan about the room. There's nothing like expensive. But you do find something interesting, which is, like a bill of lading, you think, for medical supplies, but it's not for here. It's for this, you're not sure what that word means, but it looks a bit like research, so it could be research. So maybe he's got another lab. What are you doing?
Does it have any useful information on it?
It's got the address of this place where he had a load of stuff delivered to.
Take it.
Okay. Slip it in your pocket. Or I assume leave the room.
Yeah, once I'm done in there.
Okay.
I'll leave.
The rest of you has sat downstairs in the waiting area. And this chap comes down, as I say, pale, bit podgy, middle-aged, balding but with hair swept over the top. He looks tired though. He's pale, big bags under his eyes and so on. He comes in. He starts in Serbian and Jasmina says, again, everybody here is unfortunately English. And he goes, hello. How can I help you all?
My name's Miss Click. I wondered if we can talk...
Pleased to meet you, Miss Click.
And you, Doctor. I wonder if we can talk privately. It's about Dr. Morrick.
Yes, I'm afraid I haven't seen the good doctor in a few days. I'm very sorry, but I'm actually exceedingly busy today.
Can I get a psychology role, please?
Yeah.
I'm not even hit the base, but I figured it's worth a fucking job. No, I did not pass that.
Okay. Unfortunately, I'm pretty much book solid for the rest of the day. How about you join me for breakfast tomorrow? 8 o'clock in the morning, alright? I'll have
in the hospital?
No, at my house.
Oh, I see.
He gives you the address of his house, which you, of course, already know. Yes, if you meet me there, I'll be able to take a short meeting with you before I unfortunately have to come back here. A surgeon's work is never done, especially in this sort of situation, unfortunately.
I was just interested in what you're actually specialising in.
I'm a surgeon. I deal with... It is exceedingly difficult to explain. My procedures are not surgical procedures for dealing with, as you might imagine, illnesses or injuries. They are actually to deal with disfigurements or maimings, the sort of which occurred during the Great War. I am aiming to better the lives of the crippled or disfigured veterans. It is very important to me to bring them back to their fullest life, rather than leaving them injured. I mean, some of these men have taken terrible wounds. So they've lost limbs, they've been wounded in the face, they find it difficult to breathe in some cases.
Give people new faces?
Not in as much as I replace their face. I repair scars and do cosmetic work. In the case of broken jaws, I rewire and rework the jaw to bring them back to... In some of these cases, some of these men are not even able to eat properly because their jaw is so misshapen. Oh, it is a terrible curse. I mean, could you imagine living the rest of your life on soup?
No.
Something has to be done for these men, and I am working very hard to make sure that I can help them.
Can I just cycle your lodge with him?
Yes, you can.
With an 18.
You get nothing.
I have this idea now that he replaces faces.
Dr. Jesus would probably not approve of such a thing.
Dr. Jesus would not approve of taking the reporter's face and putting it on someone else's body.
He looks down at his watch. I'm very sorry, I'm late for a meeting. I have to go. Apologies. But come to my house tomorrow, 8 in the morning, and we will speak more then. And he leaves by the front door.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that wasn't particularly helpful, but...
Hey, Tim, you rejoin the group.
All right. So, did you find anything that might be helpful?
Found his office.
Was there anything in the office?
Well, yeah. It's an office, isn't it? It's got stuff in it.
Anything useful to us?
Oh, right. Well, there's this bit of paper here, which has an address on it that looks like it's for a lab or something. I don't know.
Somewhere we...
He hands the paper to Clarissa. She seems to understand money.
And addresses, I guess.
Is this in...
Yeah, it's just outside of town, actually.
Okay.
It's about half a mile down the road that goes out the east of town. If you pass me the map.
Okay.
I should draw it off.
Perhaps we should investigate this.
By the way, the bit you missed, Bloody, was when we were walking to the hospital, I saw a woman with the reporter's exact face.
Oh, wow.
But her body was not right. She was like a fat, short woman, and the reporter from the photo that we saw was
not tall
and thin.
Yeah, oh. Wow, okay, yeah, so...
Which is why I now think that he replaces faces.
Yes, well, someone certainly does.
Or something along those lines. The last page of my notebook.
Oh no, I'll have to get you another notebook. Jesus.
Dr. Jesus.
Dr. Jesus.
He You see, I got every player a notebook before we started. How close is everybody else to filling theirs?
I'm on you.
I don't.
They were address books, they were cheap. So you're on U, you're on Z, and you but don't take notes.
No, I don't. Look, majority does not take notes.
Fair. Right then, so, what are you planning on doing?
We should investigate this address.
So, you're going now?
Can Yasmina read what has been imported?
Yes, of course. This is quite interesting. It seems to mostly be animals, actually.
Okay.
This is the company is a medical supply for animals. So, some pigs, some sheep, some chimpanzees.
What could they be doing with those?
Well, I would assume medical research. Some dogs and such.
Well, as long as we don't find any, humans with pigs' faces or anything. Sounds rather...
Humans? Pigs' faces?
Oh, never mind.
So, are you planning to head to walk out there in the middle of the day or no?
How far is it?
It's half a mile away.
That's not very far. Problem is, he could have gone there.
He did leave by the front door of the hospital rather than go back to his office.
Oh. So if we turn up now and he's there, it's a bit awkward. Mm-hmm. We could go and have a look. Was there anything else we needed to do?
Incidentally, there's still gunfire going on.
I don't think there's anything else. I mean, we can wait a bit and go when it's dark, but he might still be there then. Yeah. It's just we're not all as stealthy as you, and therefore, if he's there, it's going to be difficult to avoid him. But at the same time, we probably don't want to go back to the hunting lodge right now. Because the police will probably still be there.
What time is it?
It's about 2 in the afternoon then.
Could we, unless there's anything else anyone can think of, could we take the... go to the bookshop and ask about the book that's in Arabic.
Yeah. You head round the corner again and down the road to the bookshop. As you come in, the bookshop owner is like, hello once more. Yes, how is it that I can help you today? I don't know if that was his name, but that was his voice, but never mind. Oh no, he was Austrian. What is it I can help you with?
Thank you for your book.
Oh, did you find it useful?
That was very interesting, thank you.
Excellent.
Now this book, I assume you had it kept wrapped up or whatever.
Yes, you will, don't
you? Unfortunately, we don't know Arabic, and we were just wondering if you could,
Well, I can tell you for a start, this is a very old book. I would say the end of the first millennia. Do you mind if I take a quick...
I'll look at Yasmina.
She just sort of shrugs and
okay.
Looks at you confusedly.
Go ahead. Well, it's not actually my book, so...
I believe you have a copy of Rasul al-Barin here.
Rasul what?
Rasul al-Albarin, written by the scholar of occult items, Ibn al-Badawi. Mostly deals with a creature called Huitlucsulpetl, which is interesting.
Is it? Yes, but...
Huitlucsulpetl. Is an Aztec god, yes?
Yes.
Ibn al-Badawi is an Arabic writer, yes?
Yes.
Writing in 900 AD.
I see what you're saying.
This is of
don't think anyone else does, but...
This is of great importance. This is a great find. Where did you locate this? I am afraid we cannot discuss that, Mr. Dieter. Of course. I wish you every luck with your researches. Obviously, with something such as this, you will do very well indeed.
Oh, thank you.
So, at this point, I think I'm going to call an end for the evening. We will decide what you're all doing next time. So, hopefully you've enjoyed what you've listened to. Thank you very much for listening. If you do like what you are listening to, please feel free to leave us iTunes reviews. We love iTunes reviews. If you wish to talk to us, you can talk to us at the cult of tea and dice or thecultoftandice@gmail.com. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to him at Bloody Fox. You can talk to her at tgremlin. I think that's pretty much everything that we normally say. So thank you very much for listening and goodbye. Goodbye!
Goodbye. Goodbye.